You want to set up a movie in a week. You want to lie to Hollywood, a town where everybody lies for a living. Then you're going to sneak 007 over here into a country that wants CIA blood on their breakfast cereal, and you're going to walk the Brady Bunch out of the most watched city in the world. Look, I got to tell you, we did suicide missions in the Army that had better odds than this.
Cinema Classics is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center, presenting their Independent Film Showcase, a 12-film series rotating over 8 days, January 17th through 24th. Gateway has indoor parking in the OSU campus neighborhood at 11th and High. Further details and reservations online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And this is Cinema Classics.
It is indeed, my friend.
At this time of year, what else would we be doing?
You got to talk about the Oscars.
Of course.
That's what all us nerds care about.
So the nominees this year.
I don't care about people who pretend not to care about them. I'm so sick of that argument. Who cares about the Oscars? They don't mean anything. Stop. The Oscars are fun. We love to talk. It start their conversation starters. They get people to see movies they wouldn't otherwise have seen. So we are talking about the Oscars. The nominations, John, are out. Rattle off the Best Picture nominees.
Amour, Argo, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Les Miserables, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, and Zero Dark Thirty.
It was an amazing crop of movies in 2012.
Think so.
It might be, and I'm not kidding, it might be the best year in movies since 1994, the early 90s, mid-90s.
Someone was saying the other day there weren't any great movies in this. I said they're blinded by the fact that there are so many good ones that there's none that you could say is absolutely a blockbusting fantastic. It's because they're all...
Whoever told you that, let me make a suggestion to you. Whoever told you that is a moron. And they should be weeded out of your life. So you never have to sit through another worthless conversation with them again. Okay, front runner in that crowd of pictures.
All right, now you know that I believe Lincoln is one of the best films ever made and maybe the best historical drama.
Ever made?
Yes.
I don't think you can say
that. This is
that.
A list of 100.
I don't think you can say that.
You kidding me? I love hyperbole. of course.
No, I mean the. I know.
You rendered
me speechless. The coda scene on the end of there, you know, where Lincoln is riding the coda bus.
It isn't perfect.
That was a joke.
No, it isn't.
No, but it
isn't
awful.
Perfect.
The end of that movie is bad.
It is. Lay off. Leave it alone. Yeah.
But okay, go ahead.
Well,
you say Lincoln is the front runner for Best Picture.
I think it is, yes. I believe it is.
And if that's the case, it has to all be on Daniel Day-Lewis's shoulders because the movie doesn't play to audiences like a typical Spielberg movie. It's very dialogue-driven. It's very heavy into the behind-the-scenes politicking. And it doesn't really kind of lift you or emotionally move you in quite the same way as Spielberg is accustomed to moving audiences. So I think all the momentum this movie has is in the actor category.
And you're so right about the civics lesson aspect of this. Well, I love it, and I love the dialogue, and I love seeing inside the political process and making the comparison with that and today's and to see how little it's changed in 150 years. But in the end, it's not that. It's not didactic in that sense.
No.
So what do you think is nipping at its heels?
What do I think is nipping at its heels? Little Hush Puppy, maybe. Nipping at its heels. Beasts of the Southern Wild. I was incredibly moved by that movie.
You
surprised
are such a romantic.
By it.
There's no way that has a chance.
What do you mean?
There's no way it is a chance of being best movie.
I mean, weirder things have happened at the Oscars.
And I did ask you what you thought was.
Yeah.
But if you looked objectively, what do you think might be the one that could upend Lincoln?
Well, I know that Zero Dark Thirty has a lot on it.
I believe that's the one.
And Argo, coming off of the Golden Globe win.
Yeah. As a side note on that Golden Globe, neither Ben Affleck nor 3-2-1, neither Ben Affleck nor his movie Argo could possibly supersede Lincoln or Zero Dark Thirty.
I don't think so either. And I think why is because Argo is devoid of a message. Affleck has really become a great director of these taut suspense thrillers,
yes,
like The Town, which is a superior movie
it is
than
great.
Argo.
Yeah.
And yet, I think just because of the historical trappings of Argo, it's kind of getting a little more traction in award season.
Sure.
But really, essentially, it's just a thriller.
And talk about another bad ending.
Yeah.
So, and we will talk on our next show about Catherine Bigelow.
Mm-hmm.
And Zero Dark Thirty will be one of the considerations. But also, your phrase struck me as that's what's coming for us with Catherine Bigelow. Is an expert at the taut thriller.
Right.
And so that I'm hoping that we'll discuss that in that show. But right now, we're looking at the nominees for Best Picture.
I mean, do you see their omission, Affleck's and Bigelow's omissions in the director category as hobbling their movies in the picture?
The Golden Globes have never been sharp. They've gotten better over the years, but they were really almost like a sideshow years ago. And now they've tried to get better. And I do believe some of their decisions are made in, for instance, let's turn up our nose at the Academy,
mm-hmm.
and let's make Ben Affleck and his movie. I mean, that underneath all of that, I don't think the Foreign Press Association is a terribly sophisticated critical group.
But they love actors.
And they do.
And so they'd rather woo Ben Affleck by giving him a director award than actually, you know.
Good point, yeah.
That just gives them some cachet down the line.
Yes, yeah. But look at others. There's one that you and I like very much that doesn't have a chance. Django Unchained, Quentin Tarantino.
No, it doesn't have a chance. And you know, and it's not the best picture of the year. It is a great picture. It's a rip-roaring, fun take on the Western. And it's smart. It's energetic. It is chock full of amazing performances, not the least of which is Leonardo DiCaprio, who's not getting any attention.
Being ignored by both situations.
Some of the best work I've seen him do.
I believe in the case of DiCaprio that some perceive him to have gone over the top, maybe having too much fun with his role, being too silly. And I believe that's
why. But it's tempered by some really scary moments.
Yeah. But he has The Great Gatsby coming up this year.
Yeah.
So I think if he does well on that, he will get his nomination and maybe an award next year.
A movie that doesn't have a chance is Amour.
Oh.
Not in this category anyway. Michael Haneke's film that, you know, sort of follows the death of a woman, a married woman.
Yeah, this couple is very old, and they are, in fact, two of great French actors.
Jean-Louis Trintignant.
Yes, thank you, yeah. And I think it's like a Belgian film or something like that in French, but it's or Austrian, 3-2-1. Well, I'll edit that out. I don't know which one it is. But anyway, that's one that neither you or I have seen, and nobody here in Columbus has seen yet.
No.
And I feel very bad about it, even though it's such a... It appears to be such a classy film. It's not going to have a chance anyway, but that it's included. And I'm always interested in how a foreign film like that can be in our best film category.
Yeah.
If only because it may be opened here. I think that's the criterion for allowing it in, rather than being just best foreign film.
Well, the other thing about this movie that I think maybe, and not having seen it, I can't really speak with any authority, but... this is a Michael Haneke movie. If you know Michael Haneke's name, this is the guy responsible for movies like Funny Games, both the original version and the stateside version. It's a very in-your-face movie. It's a violent movie. It's a punishing movie. And he, you know, he's a guy, he's a sensationalist. He likes to rub audiences' noses in uncomfortable moments of violence. So this is a departure for him. And I think... I want to guess that this movie's getting a lot more attention because it's coming out of left field from his usual filmography.
Sure.
You know, I'd be curious to see if he is really operating on another level here or if this is just a curveball. Yeah.
I think one of the ones included, I'm so happy included here, that also doesn't have a chance, is Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah.
With Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence. And this is as fine a romantic comedy as you're going to see.
And David O. Russell is on a roll. He had The Fighter last year.
Good.
And now
Silver
Linings Playbook. I'm a fan of David O. Russell's ever since Three Kings, I Heart Huckabees.
Yes.
He just has such an eclectic output of films. His style is a little different. He got out of control for a while and lost his bearings, and The Fighter got him back on track.
Oh, yeah.
So it's good to see him being recognized.
A couple others there that are interesting inclusions. One of them visually very beautiful, Life of Pi, and which is based upon an eccentric novel and a beautiful job by Ang Lee.
Right.
But that's just, it's a very different film, And some people may not like it because it's so imaginative, the tiger in the boat with the young man.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one is Beasts of the Southern Wild. Did you get a chance to see that yet?
Yes. It's amazing. Yeah. That's what I was talking about at the top of this conversation. Did you listen?
No, I don't.
You said it doesn't have a chance.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's one. Yeah, yeah.
Leave that in there. I want everybody to know what I'm dealing with. Yes, Beasts of the Southern Wild is probably more so than any other movie that I saw this year, including The Avengers and The Dark Knight Rises and all these big budget action special effects movies. I saw that movie and I was just thinking to myself, how in the world did they do that? How did they manage that?
Yeah.
You know, there are some special effects in it which are really effective, but also how did they elicit the performance?
Sure.
The performances.
The young girl is up.
Yes.
For best actress.
Youngest ever.
Youngest ever.
But all the performances are impressive in that regard. Where did they get these people? How did they manage to build that raft out of the back of a pickup truck? How did they do this and that? You know, it's one of those astonishing pieces of work that is original and moving, has all the right, you know, in a different year, Beasts of the Southern Wild is hands down the best picture.
You talked about big budget and a kind of spectacular film. Maybe the most spectacular film in this group of nine is Les Miserables.
Yeah.
It's nominated. I have a feeling it doesn't have a chance of winning, but it has some of the trappings of the big Hollywood big budget musical. So I'm wondering where, you know, how come that isn't one that I put there at the top?
Because it, for the exact reasons that you said. One, it doesn't have a whole lot of critical support behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Two is, this has been done 100 times.
Yeah.
They just did this a few years ago, John, with Jeffrey Rush and Liam Neeson.
Oh, forgettable.
So it's not, you know, it's been done.
Well, Anne Hathaway may get the best supporting actress.
Now that, you're right.
Yeah.
She may indeed.
And Hugh Jackman won't get best actor.
No. But I'm glad that he got the Golden Globe. We've had this conversation.
Yes.
I'm a Hugh Jackman fan. I've been waiting for his moment. You know, if he does get the Oscar, it can only mean good things because he'll be given roles that I think he needs to step up to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In order for us to see what he's really capable of.
Yeah. So if I can stay up that night and see Lincoln win.
Yeah.
If Lincoln doesn't win, what do you think's going to win?
If Lincoln doesn't win, I think Zero Dark Thirty will win.
I agree.
And you won't be able to stay up, so DVR it.